Welcome to Calming Harp, the sounds of David's Psalms. I'm glad you've joined us for this brief moment we share together. I will be playing some of the music that has been brought out of the Psalms. My name is Steve Reese. I play the harp. And over the last several years, I've been bringing the sounds of David's Psalms into recordings. You can find a lot of my music on my website, www.calmingharp.com. I have CDs available and MP3s. And you can go to YouTube. If you go to YouTube and then type in Peregrinati, Peregrinnatti, you will find hours of beautiful harp music that you can just play in the background and be calmed with the music that David may have played for his sheep at one time or another. So as we share this half hour, join me and enjoy the sounds of David's harp. Well, good morning once again. This is the 22nd of April that I'm recording this. And once again, we're down in Florida. We've come down again to help Shirley's father. We got him out of the rehab center and he's home now. And it's gonna be a climb, but we're all up to the task, I believe. And we appreciate all the prayers. I've had several of you contacting me and letting me know that you're praying for our father-in-law, Tom. And so thank you so much for that. Right now, came down to Clearwater where my grandson is having his 13th birthday today. He's turning into a teenager. So that's kind of fun too. So we'll be celebrating with them and you might hear some sounds in the background that's all having breakfast and everything. Anyway, I wanted to talk today about a topic that actually a friend of mine over in UK, she and her husband sent me a video. They were pondering some imponderables, things that keep you up at night thinking. And it's a topic that I've dealt with in times past in my own personal life and shared with others as well. But the idea is that so many people have this sense of insignificance in God's great plan for the world and the universe. And in that sense of insignificance, many times wonder, why in the world am I even here? Am I doing anything that's important? Am I doing anything that's making any difference? Am I just spinning wheels? Karl Marx talked about the useless eaters, and sometimes people are tempted to believe that maybe they're just one of those useless eaters, but that's not true. I take people to Psalm 139 quite frequently to remind them that they are important, that they were personally designed by our Heavenly Father. And each one of them is designed with a purpose in mind. And Jeremiah tells us, I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not evil, and plans for hope and a future. So there is not any such thing as a useless life in God's great plan for us, for me personally, for the world, in more general, and for the universe as a whole. Every single thing he does has a plan. His plan is behind it, and his purposes are meant to unfold through it. So as I was listening to my friend and her husband pondering these things, and they had some wonderful comments. I wish I could play it all for you, but one of the things that they discussed was the fact that we, each one, even if we think we are insignificant, if we really get down to it, we find that there are ways that we are touching other lives, very important ways. And I think one of the things that we have to remember is that Yeshua, Jesus, reminded us that that the one sheep is actually more important than the 99 others, the one that got lost. And if the Father uses us to touch one life in our whole existence here on earth, then nothing has been lost. That's the most important thing that can happen. And many times, we don't even know that one life that we touch. Sometimes we touch a life in a way that we are not even aware of. I remember a song that went along, "Thank you for giving to the Lord. I'm a life that was saved." And this fellow, he sees a vision of himself in the heavenly realms, and these people come up to him and thank him for what he did in their lives, and he didn't even know who they were. And I think that's really true for a lot of us. We may not ever know the lives that we touch in this reality, but when time doesn't mean anything anymore in that eternity that we all look forward to, the curtain will be pulled back, and we will see the lives that we have touched. I'm going to be playing some of my music in the background while I'm sharing with you all. This is called Healing Touch, and I thought that was kind of appropriate for our topic, because so many times when we touch somebody, it has that healing balm that we spread over them, because something we did in their life made a difference and facilitated their healing. And healing isn't always in the body. Sometimes it's in the heart, in the mind, in the soul, in the spirit. There's so many ways that we can touch people. So I just want to encourage myself and each one of you. Another text that came to mind to share with my friend as she was thinking about this, she and her husband, was Paul in the first chapter of 1 Corinthians. He goes through quite a litany there. He says, God does not choose many of the noble. He doesn't choose many wise. He doesn't choose many strong. He doesn't choose what the world puts forward as the best of the best. But he chooses the ignoble. He chooses the weak. He chooses the ones who don't have the degrees, who don't have the skills. And then towards the end of the chapter 1, he says, and why does God choose these people? Because, he says, so that no flesh will glory. So sometimes people with great talents and great audiences and great everything, they're kind of hard to deal with, because they think that what's happening is because of them personally, and their ego grows, and they get what they call what we call a fat head. And I remember one of my dialysis patients, she had a relative who was very big in the wine industry in California, and she went to a Christmas party for them, for the family, and she got back the next day, and I was doing dialysis on her, and I said, well, how did it go? And she said, oh, he's got such a fat head. So anyway, it was kind of funny how she saw her relatives. But anyway, I think one of the things that our Heavenly Father tries to protect us from is getting that fat head. So anyway, I'm going to let the music play for a little bit, and then I'll come back. I want to read Psalm 34. I think it has a lot of wisdom in it for us as well. So listen to the music for a while, and then we'll come back. Thank you. So, coming to Psalm 34, interesting, Psalm 34 has 22 verses in it, and amazingly enough, it is considered an acrostic psalm. So, in other words, the first letter of the first word of the of each verse is like verse 1 is the Aleph, which is the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and then this verse 2 is the Bet, the like the B or the Bet. The Gimel is the third, Dalet, all the way through all 22 characters or letters of the Hebrew alphabet. And it seems like David did this several times in the Psalms, and he kind of enjoyed this, kind of maybe a fun thing to do for his English literature class. Anyway, so Aleph, verse 1, bless Yahweh at all times. His praise is continually in my mouth. Bet, my being makes its boast in Yahweh. Let the humble hear and be glad. Gimel, oh, make Yahweh great with me, and let us exalt his name together. Dalet, I sought Yahweh, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. That word is all. What is there about the word all we don't understand? Shirley made a t-shirt about that one time. All my fears, he delivered me. Hey, verse 5, they looked to him and were lightened. And then Vav, and their faces were not ashamed. Zayin, this poor one cried out, and Yahweh heard him and saved him out of all his distresses. Het, the messenger of Yahweh encamps all around those who fear him and rescues them. And that word for messenger is malak, which can mean angel. So that's usually you hear that verse, the angel of the Lord camps around about those who fear him and delivers them or rescues them. Tet, oh, taste and see that Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man that takes refuge in him. Yod, fear Yahweh, you his set-apart ones, for there is no lack to them who fear him. Kaf, young lions have lacked and been hungry, but those who seek Yahweh lack not any good thing. Lamed, come, you children, listen to me. Let me teach you the fear of Yahweh. Mem, who is the man who desires life, who loves many days in order to see good? Nun, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Samech, turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Ayin, the eyes of Yahweh are on the righteous, and his ears listen for their cry. Pei, the face of Yahweh is against evil doers, to cut off their remembrance from the earth. Something we need to remember at all times when we get discouraged about what the evil people are doing. Tzadi, the righteous cried out, and Yahweh heard and delivered them out of all their distresses. Kof, Yahweh is near to the brokenhearted and saves those whose spirit is crushed. Resh, many are the evils of the righteous, but Yahweh delivers him out of them all. Once again, that word all. Shin, he is guarding all his bones. Not one of them is broken. And many people believe that is a messianic prophecy that Yeshua, Jesus, would not have any of his bones broken either. Tav, evil does slay the wrong, and those who hate the righteous are guilty. And finally, Yahweh redeems the lives of his servants, and none of those taking refuge in him are guilty. None of those taking refuge in him. All, that word all. That's a very important word, because sometimes we have life circumstances coming on us that we think that maybe God missed the mark on that one. But as we're reminded here, we are encouraged to remain faithful, to continue to listen, to continue to hear, to continue to see, to continue to act according to His promises and according to His teaching and according to His path that He's laid out before us. We oftentimes are tempted because we use, Oswald Chambers, who I read from time to time on this podcast, talks about the capital R reality and the small R reality. The capital R reality is the reality of God, the reality of our Heavenly Father, and all of the plans and purposes He has for our lives. And the little R reality is what we look around and see happening all around us. And sometimes when we're using this small R reality, these eyes that are the natural eyes, looking around, we say, oh, everything's messed up. It's terrible. It's everything is going to be just, it's going, as we say, to hell in a handbasket. But if we use the capital R reality and look with our spiritual eyes, and we look up to our Heavenly Father and constantly ask, Father, what are you up to today? I see this going on. I see the banks failing. I see, food shortages. I see all kind of transportation issues, energy. All of these things are just, it's just out of control. What's going on? But if we use our capital R reality, you say, okay, Father, what are you doing in the middle of all of this? Where are you taking us? I want to remain faithful to you. I want to get to the place where my little R eyes will see your big R reality. But until I can see that, I'm going to stay faithful to the big R reality of who you are and continue to maintain my faith that you are not worried about what's going on. As I've said many times, you're not sitting up on the balcony looking over and biting your nails going, oh no, look what they're doing. But basically, it's kind of like the Rocky film where you're going, okay, come on, give me your best shot. So, and any of the enemy's best shots are nothing compared to the power you have and the forces you have and the creative ability you have that with which you brought forth not just this world but the universe. And as David said when he said, create in me a clean heart, he's saying, use that creative force, Abba Father, on my behalf. And Father, that is our prayer today. Each one of us listening today, we are asking that you would use your creative forces, your creative power, your creativeness on our behalf, because you have plans for us, plans for good and not evil, and plans for hope and a future. So let me just leave you with those thoughts and bless you into this week to come. Shalom. So I hope you've enjoyed our time together. Stay tuned, as I say, little pun. I have many more songs to share with you. I have more to share about how this all comes together. And I pray that you will share and help people, especially those you see stressed, especially in these times that we're going through. Bring people to this calming and this peace and this rest that this beautiful music of the Psalms of David brings to each of our lives. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you next week. Many, many blessings to you all today.